Hello, my friends. Another beautiful day in Orange County. And we are now close to the day. So I thought, hey, I haven't done a podcast for a while. Maybe we should add another episode. So here we are. Hope you guys are relaxed. Because I'm about to put down the wisdom to help you guys on your journey. And I hope this helps. And I want to just clarify building your core foundation. And I know everyone's like, again? I mean, that is what we do here. So, I mean, I want to just clarify it and move on, all right? Okay, thank you. Just like it's important working on your biceps, shoulders, and chest and back, it's just as important to work on your legs and quads and hamstrings and calves, foot and toes. And now I'm going to tell you how you can work on your midsection and build your core foundation so your whole body will be complete. Okay, here we go. So, it's pretty simple. You have four different angles that you want to develop. Not just your front, which is the most popular, but you do have three other angles you want to develop as well. So, and on top of that, you also have the top part of your core foundation, and you also have the bottom, the lower part that you need to develop as well that needs attention. Very simple how you do it. But when you're in the plank position, the most popular plank exercise on your elbows and on your feet, you want to tighten your abs and you want to flex every muscle in your body during this static hold. It adds way more intensity and it does this muscle overload effect where it gets all of the blood flowing all over your body. You want to breathe at the same time. Make sure you're not pushing too hard where you're, you know, going to blow your eardrums. But you want to, you know, find that state where it's nice and comfortable and you're flexing your muscle during the static hold. That's just an extra little tip to add intensity to your exercise. I hope that helps. Now, also, when you're working this, your the front part of your body, you want to work the top part of your foundation, and you simply just elevate your elbows above your feet in this position. This is how you work your top. So you could use a seat, a chair, or a box, a step, whatever you want to elevate your upper body above your feet. This is going to work the top. If you want to work the bottom part of your body's foundation, then you just simply elevate your feet above your body in the plank position. The goal is to hold the plank for 1 minute on every angle. And if you can't do that, the goal is to work up to 1 minute. I feel like if you could do a 1 minute, that's fine. Of course, it's great to push yourself, so be my guest. I'm always loving to push myself with the planks. The best I got was 5 minutes. I need to get up to 10 minutes, so that's a goal I need to work on as well. Next is the side planks. Very awesome exercise to really get rid of your love handles. This instantly gets rid of all love handles. In the side plank position, the goal is 1 minute. Stack your feet on your elbow. You want to jack your hips up as high as you can in this position. This is going to really activate your hips. And this is really what you want to do. You're going to definitely feel it in your shoulders, but when you jack your hip up, you're going to definitely feel it more in your hip. Same thing in this exercise position. If you want to work on the top part, you're going to just elevate your elbow above your feet. If you're going to work on the lower part of your core foundation and develop that part, you're going to elevate your feet above your elbow. Last but not least is the back of your core, the back of your body, which no one ever works on. It should be incorporated when you're developing your body, not just to work on your front and your sides, but your back, of course. So And if you don't know how to do it, you could always check out some links that we have on our Instagram, or we could always YouTube and Google it. And when you're in the reverse plank position, same thing. If your body's above your feet, you're working the top. The goal is 1 minute. And if you're working the bottom, you want to elevate your feet above your body. You also want to get good at just in the regular positions as well on all these holds. So that's three holds for each position, if that makes sense. So the plank would be just the regular position, your feet and elbows on the ground, and then the other two would be elevating your elbows and then elevating your feet. And that goes for all four sides. I hope that makes sense, and I hope that helps you guys when developing your core foundation. There's so many benefits, just like there's benefits in working your upper body, but your upper body and lower body will not work as good if your midsection and core foundation is not developed. So I hope this helps you guys. If you have any questions, you could always DM us on Instagram. And if you have any questions or you want us to talk about anything in particular, please DM us and tell us what you want to hear. I hope to have a special guest here soon. I know Amber Tor Alba said she would do one, so we'll see if she'll come on here and we'll talk about her professional awesome life. She just got signed with Red Bull and she has some awesome stuff going on with Adobe. And we have a bunch of other people I want to talk to and get on here too as well. So we'll make that happen. I want to talk about meditation and all that great stuff too. So we'll have that on here as well. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys have a great day. And thank you again. Talk to you soon. What's up, everybody? Another episode. Number three. This is number three finally, and I got two guest speakers finally. I know you guys love listening to my voice. I know you guys love listening to the dogs snore, but now we got two beautiful people. Amber and Patty.
What's up?
Yo.
How you guys doing?
Awesome.
We're just making potato chips, so we're going to get ready for those. As soon as we're done, we're going to see how those come out. That's going to come out on my new Instagram.
There it is. I'm stoked to see those.
Yeah, or eat those.
Stoked to eat those.
Yeah. I haven't even seen them yet. They're like all in the tin foil and stuff. It's like a mystery.
Dude, all you need is a fucking oven. I'm sorry.
You can smell them.
All you need is an oven.
Hey, we have the bleeper.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, I actually have a bleeping app. You need me to use it.
Interesting. I don't know how to work that on this thing.
Now you guys just gave away a secret.
I just added the music intros. So that's pretty cool.
Well, we'll test the bleeper.
How works? Okay. Okay, so potato chips are coming up, and let's talk about you guys. Talk about Amber and your and upcoming trips, right?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Is it the competitions?
Mexico. January.
Where?
We're on Puerto Vallarta.
Wow. What a life.
We've both never been there. I've been to Mexico a bunch of times, and it's going to be very refreshing to go somewhere that we both haven't been before.
Yeah. That's the thing, is because we stuff to go somewhere like, you know, one of us has always been in one of the places we've gone a lot so far.
What are you guys doing there?
Got a competition. It's the first competition of the year and of the Mexico skimboarding circuit.
Who's hosting it?
A bunch of people. The local guys down there, they all get together because they want, it's their own skimboarding thing,
yeah.
Really. They've all banded together and they've got their own run of contests.
How long has it been going on?
This one's probably been going on. The circuit's actually...
I couldn't tell you. The circuit's been going on like 4 years.
Pretty new. Oh, okay.
The circuit's brand new for Mexico, yeah.
Some people could probably tell you better just because I've only started competing on it recently, but...
Last year was your first time? Or no?
Yeah, well, last year was my first time kind of like doing a lot of them, yeah, because the other time I kind of was just getting down to Mexico for the first time because I only lived out here for 3 years, so it's been more accessible, but...
You got first place last year.
I got first place on the Vic last year, and it was... dope. Actually, this year, felt like last year because it's been a long.
Oh, what am I talking about?
A long half year. No, that's all. Yeah. That just shows like
it's
been
almost
this
last
year.
Well, in a couple weeks it'll be next
last,
year.
Last
season. Year.
So, yeah, 2018. But I also went in 2016, so that was really cool to come back after like kind of screwing up a year in between.
What screwing up?
I took the board through my wetsuit and into my shin.
I remember that the first year you were training here.
Yeah.
I went to go see you compete, and
I was
like,
what?
Yeah. That's when I first met Patty. I'm like, oh my god, what happened? Just a freak accident.
Just put that thing
that was gnarly. Over.
That was gnarly.
And I still competed the rest of the heat because I just didn't want to even like look at it, and Patty
no
grabbed
idea.
My wetsuit. Yeah, I didn't know.
No idea. I looked at that thing, and I saw, you know, when you really know that cut is deep and you can see the white. I could see the white through her wetsuit. I said, do
what
you know what
hell?
You did?
Dude, it went like under my shin. Like it went just the angle of the, I don't know how
if
that happened.
If she didn't have a suit.
Donezo.
Yeah, her leg would have been mangled.
That padding. Wow, and it still went through the padding.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then you won the year after. Was that the same comp or no?
So that was this year, yeah, and I won
this year.
This year, which was really dope. Just because, you know, I mean, coming back off of something like that, it was like almost embarrassing in a sense, just because I was like, dang, well,
shit, that's awesome.
Because that just doesn't happen often, where you just like accidentally drop your board the wrong way and it goes like through your shin. I mean, you mess up, but especially in your heat, you're like, oh man. Like,
yeah, that's worst case scenario.
Yeah, I mean.
But hey,
happens to the best of us.
And then you won this year. Congrats. Right.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Where? Again?
That was in Laguna Beach here. Actually,
oh, Laguna Beach.
Which was really cool because it's a really rad beach like to actually skimboard. It's one of the more powerful waves on this coast.
What a blessing to be there.
Like, yeah.
And then Patty competing. Got...
I don't know what I placed.
He did well, though.
I just compete, and I do it for fun. I don't really do all that well anymore.
Which still, yeah,
I'm more,
still
I'm more of a free skimmer. And, you know, skimboarding contests are really notoriously paired with good waves. So it's, you know, it's anybody's game when the waves are crap, and it's, you know,
yeah,
you're dealing with what 100%. You got to deal with. But
You do it all, whatever the season brings
exactly,
in.
Yeah.
And you're a camera person. You're...
Yes, I double as a camera person. I film Amber most days, and just getting behind the camera, especially in the water, is really, really fun for me, and being able to swim in obviously bigger waves and stuff, but, you know, it's just a part of, it's just about being down there, the contest scene of a skim and being around
so
all your buddies.
So dope. What a support system. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yes.
Amber should win again this year.
Dude,
for
like,
sure.
There's a lot of good riders coming up.
There
so
are.
Like,
it's getting more popular. Cool,
yeah.
Yes, finally.
I think the thing is like, the good riders don't make it to the contest, is what
yeah.
it is. Is like, we got girls in places that, if they showed up, they'd, I'd be like, oh my goodness. But what's cool is like, that's kind of my goal, is to like, travel more, you know, this year and the coming years, and kind of bring the girls together and really just feel we feed off that energy. Like, seeing girls being capable of doing what some of the guys are doing, it kind of pushes you to be like, all right, well, I'm not one of the best, or I'm not, or this could actually be, you know, done. And it's really cool to be like humbled like that, and like seeing what other skimboarders are doing in all different types of the world, or just other athletes in general. It like really opens your eyes. So social media has helped that out a lot.
You want to push the envelope. Yeah, maybe
yeah.
somehow, I don't know, maybe the competition will get so hot that those people will want to come back to compete. That'll be sick. That'll be hot, but we'll see.
Yeah.
There's kids out there, 15 years old, just charging. There's a girl out in Brazil, she crushes it, and guys that, you know, are coming up, just the Groms that, and even Japan, like the Groms over there, oh my gosh. So
they get pumped to come out.
You can
here.
Skimboard everywhere, that's the thing. You don't need a wave.
Yeah, technically
you
can.
Kind of,
can.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what's kind of about the sport is, like, if you really think creatively, I mean, you really could skimboard anywhere, in a sense, you know? Just, you got to create the canvas for it.
I wonder, They could do it like on the street. That would be sick.
Dude, there is some crazy flatland skateboarders that the guy that was skateboarding on a half pipe when it was raining.
Yeah.
They took
that was a full. Like,
that was rad.
That would be sick though to do that down the street to throw and just slide down.
When I was a kid, that's kind
golf
of like
golf courses.
Yeah, exactly.
Golf
that's,
courses.
That's how we grew up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, golf courses when it rains.
Oh,
Florida.
Shit.
Exactly. That's how. That's how you learn how to skim in Florida, is on the grass, pretty much.
So, all right, cool. Competing for the competition this year, going to, where is that place again?
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, Puerto Vallarta. Yeah.
That's what I say every time.
And then the gym goals. Just the regular, coming in three times a week, stuff we're working on.
Yeah.
How do you feel? How does Cornetic helping you?
Cornetic helps me in my hips and my legs. That's really where I have a serious issue.
The weaknesses.
The weaknesses,
yeah.
Exactly. It's,
yeah.
Especially being a skimboarder, the one thing that I've noticed about skimboarders and what's unique and why every single injury comes out in our legs. When everybody else runs in a sport, you get to use your arms to balance yourself when you're running. When you're holding your skimboard, running full speed downhill, every accessory muscle to keep your balance is used because you're holding your board and concentrating on doing that. And it's, you know, the legs are used more in skimboarding than most things, and that's where I noticed the most weaknesses in coming in here and thinking outside of the box and staying consistently outside of the box when it comes to your legs and doing certain things. That's what's helping me out. I can feel it in my hips every time I leave.
Nice.
Yeah, 100% movement.
Where do you feel weak, Amber?
I always feel weak in, like, the areas that you don't work out often. You don't even realize, like, when we're doing certain twist movements or just, like, when you have to use your full body and your core to really, like, stabilize you. Like, I'm like, oh, shoot.
We're working on that twist is tough.
Yeah,
two ball balancing act is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially because the ball, like, is not, like, a solid object, too. So you're, like, really having to focus, like, all of your, like, all your muscles.
The
just
total
really,
body,
like,
yeah.
That's what I like the most, to be honest, is because I don't really do that in any other environment, like, working out. So it really helps even, well, skimboarding, especially, like, your feet and stuff like that and trying to keep your balance on that board and whatever happens, you're ready for it.
Okay, cool, you two. Where are you guys, gym goals, or gym goals. We just talked about that. Goals, destination goals. Where are you guys planning to go?
Where do you want to go the most, Patty?
I want to go somewhere fun where there's surf, not necessarily skim. I've had kind of a surf bug.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be anywhere.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
That'd be rad.
That'd be rad. I think we're already
Maui or something,
going
or
there, hopefully,
yeah.
Shortly.
Maui's where
we want to
go, soon.
The, what is it, the Maldives?
Maldives.
The one
that's
the surf.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah, I feel like I have, like, a couple elements and a couple things that I definitely have to hit as far as, like, favorite destination would be this year. It'd have to be, like, warm, waves.
I want
to
go to Iceland, too.
Oh, that's the opposite.
Ooh,
that'd
be sick if you guys went there.
But Iceland looks dope. So
I like
Iceland
taking photos.
Would be a spot.
That's my thing, so I want to go there.
Yeah.
All right.
It's got to be dope.
Of course
it's got to
be dope.
These are done. Potato chips. I soaked them overnight.
In what?
In water.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, I guess. This is the first time. I just soaked them. They're really freaking hot. I soaked them overnight. Are they done? Oh, yeah. Soaked them overnight. And then 12 hours. About 15 hours, actually.
Dang.
And then I just put olive oil, salt, and pepper, and I baked them for
30 minutes.
That's it.
Bag of potatoes are like $2.
Hell yeah.
Mmm.
Hey, they're good.
Yeah.
They're hot. Oh, there it is. Yep.
Sure.
Sauce boss.
So we got ranch, ketchup.
Mmm. That ranch is
fresh
so good
potatoes.
Too. All right, awesome. Hey, guys, thanks for having this podcast. We're going to have another one soon. Thanks for coming in.
Yep.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Always fun.
Over and out. We'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in.
Bye-bye.